All right, it's been a while since we've done a Chew Review podcast. We finally went out to the IHOP. Oh, I'm sorry, IHOB yesterday on Arden. What was the address, Dana?
2035 Arden Way.
Yeah, you saw that they did the big switch from the P to the B, and they're talking about these famous steak burgers, all-you-can-eat fries and drink. And we never, ever do chains, or we never, ever go out to these big restaurants. It's supposed to be mom and pop and local. That's what Tuesday's about. But we thought, my God, you're going to make a big deal about these hamburgers where you're going to change your name. We got to taste these things.
Oh, I think so.
So we did. We went down yesterday, and we tasted them. Now it's time for the Chew Review. Who wants to start?
I will go first. I usually do. So I got what we get. I got a bacon cheeseburger, and it came with lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, which I got none of.
Mm-hmm.
There was a sauce on it, which what I call a secret sauce. It would
like
be
a Thousand Island.
Like a Thousand yep. Island sauce on there.
Dana, how dare you? It's called secret sauce. You just let the secret out after all these years. How dare you?
Sorry, IHOB.
They come medium well to well done, which there was no pink in mine, so it was cooked perfect for me.
No, they don't come medium well. They come well.
Yeah. Well done.
It was said that they came medium well, and they came out well.
Yeah.
And I got bottomless fries with that, regular French fries, and a Mountain Dew to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And mine was delicious.
Delicious.
Absolutely delicious. Yeah.
So what did you like about it? Just everything?
I mean, it was cooked the way I like. No pink. I don't like any pink in my hamburgers.
Uh-huh.
And it tasted like a good hamburger or a good cheeseburger. You know what I mean? I liked it. I liked the bun it was on, and I liked the French fries that went with it. It was a grade A hamburger meal for me.
And you, I didn't see you take advantage of the bottomless fries. You only ate what they gave you.
No. I got it.
He had seconds of French fries.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, seconds came out in a bowl, the bottomless bowl.
Uh-huh.
And they were good, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
I would give that...
Scale of 1 to 5.
I, you know what? And I'm not kidding around. I'd give out a 4. If I was in a neighborhood and I wanted a burger, I'd go back for that.
All right, now to Dana. Dana, she was with us yesterday. IHOB.
Yes, I got basically their version of a Western bacon cheeseburger.
And it was called the barbecue cowboy?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And I got it without cheese because I just don't normally do cheese, but it has bacon, onion rings, cheese,
barbecue
sauce.
We teased Dana. We said, yeah, that's not a cowboy burger without cheese. That's a cowgirl burger.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. I like my cowgirl burgers.
Yeah, you usually don't eat cheese on burgers, huh?
No, I don't. And so,
Dana does like it cowgirl style.
I do like it cowgirl style.
I didn't say reverse cowgirl.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, Dana.
Karen!
down, giddy up. Yee-haw!
Raw hog!
Yeah! Sorry, Dana.
Yes, okay, so my cowgirl burger. it came out and they did not put my bacon on it, and there was not enough barbecue sauce. So they were really quick about getting me the bacon, though, and I put it back on the burger.
I don't think it came with barbecue sauce,
no,
did it?
All Western burgers come with barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
it is
a travesty
if there's not enough on
to
there.
To put an onion ring and bacon on a hamburger, there's nothing more non-Western than onion rings and bacon if there's no barbecue sauce. Yes.
It was very light, and I'm glad I ordered a side of it to dip my fries in because I needed that to put on the burger.
And before you go on, not only do they forget the bacon on Dana's burger, we had listeners show up yesterday. Mm-hmm. The guy that sat across from Dana,
he ordered the same thing I did.
He got the same thing she did. They didn't bring his bacon out either.
No, and they didn't put any barbecue sauce on that one either.
No.
His was sauceless.
No, and they left him sitting there at the table with his crown off his burger for like 10 minutes while they went and got the bacon.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, my bacon came very quickly. I mean, like less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, my biggest complaint is that I did not like the patty. I thought it had no seasoning whatsoever. It was too thick.
I like that thickness.
See, I'm not a big ground beef person, so when a patty does not have good flavor and it's not good beef, I can tell. And
throws the whole thing off for you because you don't like it much anyway.
Yeah, if it's too thick, it's disgusting to me.
So what you're saying is, and this is odd here, we've learned something else. Dana doesn't like thick beef.
Is that what was said?
Well, she just said that. She doesn't like thick beef.
But I do like it cowgirl style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't want her hamburger girthy.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay.
That's
weird way to describe a burger, but you can go with that.
Yeah.
But I really like In-N-Out.
Whoa!
What is happening here today?
We're going to have to do more of these.
Goodness.
I have to call this the screw review.
Wow.
Yeah.
So for me, I thought that the patty was pretty bad. I really did. And it needed that barbecue sauce to cover it up for
sure. You said it was dry.
and it was dry. I don't order my... I knew it was going to come out medium well. I knew there was no option to have it less cooked. I don't even think I wanted it less cooked, honestly.
Yeah.
But for me, yeah, really, really dry patty, too, and I just, I can't... Ugh.
I wonder if that's because you're not used to eating them well done. See, everything I get is well done, so yeah. I guess if it is dry, I would never know, you know what I mean? I wouldn't notice
it. You don't like
it.
Your meat underdone.
Maybe yeah. That's part of it. I don't know, because, yeah, I usually go medium rare on a burger.
So what would you give your meal?
I would give it a 2.
A 2?
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't even touch on the fries. What did you think of the fries?
The fries, not exciting. Mine were a little cold, honestly, and I think that had a lot to do with it. But they also weren't salty. I had to keep adding salt to them.
Fries
should be salty.
And Joe and Dana, if you haven't caught this on the Chew Reviews, they love French fries.
Love them.
Oh, yeah.
They do love them. So you give it a 2.
I give it a 2.
So Joe gives it a 4. Joe, 4. Dana, 2. Now to mine.
I'm scared to hear this.
I know. If I gave it a 2, what is he going to give it?
Lord.
Well, I don't have much room to go.
Yeah.
I specifically ordered mine with no seasoning or salt. Watch my sodium. And most of the time you get a burger, they put too much on it. So I said I didn't want anything. Plus, I got the classic with bacon, so I thought the bacon would add enough salt. Boy, was I wrong. That was probably the most flavorless, driest, crappiest produce, biggest disappointment burgers I've ever had. Nothing had flavor on the hamburger. The produce was flavorless. There was a dime-sized drop of the secret sauce on top of the crown. It was well done. It was dry. The tomatoes were pink. The lettuce was brown. The onions were wilted. And the pickles had no flavor. And the bacon was so thin.
I didn't taste the pickle. Oh, mine doesn't come with pickles. Never mind.
Yeah, my pickles had no flavor.
That sucks.
And it was absolutely awful. And
your lettuce was wilted? Because that's disgusting.
Yeah, it was brown.
That's awful.
No. My lettuce was brown and wilted, and the onions were wilted, too. They were dead.
And they're not sautéed onions.
No, they were just cold red.
They're supposed to be crisp ones, yeah.
Cold red. Yeah. And too much has changed in the burger world in the last 10 years to call this good. The Angus patty, it was puffy. It didn't look smashed. It was so dry. It looked like the cows that this Angus came from were fed that packing popcorn. You know, the styrofoam.
Ew, come on.
Yeah, the packing peanuts.
That's awful.
Yeah. It looks like the cows were fed that. Zero flavor. Mine came with onion rings. I ate one. Greasy, soggy, and flavorless. The onion rings were awful. So, in a word, I'll make this quick.
And we all love a good onion ring. If it's a good, crisp, well-cooked, well-fried onion ring.
I just wanted one. In a word, junk. It was absolute junk. There isn't a fast food joint on this planet that can't give you a better burger for more than half the price. It was $10.59 for this burger. It's criminal. What they've done is criminal. And we had to wait 5 minutes to get a table. And another 28 minutes to get the burger after the burger sat on the up window.
Oh, there was a little bit of a wait there, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Of course, he has it down to the minute. I knew we waited a while because I was starving.
I was ravenous, too.
I didn't know it was 28 minutes.
Well, that's a long time.
It was 28 minutes, and other people that came down that sat at other tables, they had to wait a long time, too. And, you know, we joked that day about the big unveiling with the B in IHOP. You know, was going to stand for when they changed it.
You've got a new word?
Yeah, it doesn't stand for burgers. It stands for bullshit. That's what it is. And since...
We got cow patties.
Yeah, since we're playing little word games, you know, I want to add a letter to IHOP. I want to add an E. So now it stands for I hope, as I hope no one does what we did yesterday and gets duped into buying one of those hamburgers. I give it a 1.